And joining us is CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula. Jim, good to have you here. They're clocking some pretty high wind gusts already.
Hi, Bridget. Yeah, good to talk to you. Just a bit ago, a 92-mile-an-hour wind gust at Folly Beach. That is just off of Charleston. So Ian just doesn't want to give up easy. It's obvious to that. It now appears that landfall, Bridget, will be north of Charleston, perhaps around Georgetown, South Carolina, which kind of midway between Charleston and Myrtle Beach, or it may even be up the worst of it may even be up into the Myrtle Beach area over the next couple of hours.
And Jim, we got a tweet a little while ago that some county services are being suspended as they get ready for Ian.
That's right. In Horry County, which is Myrtle Beach, North Myrtle Beach, the Grand Strand, as a lot of people know it as, Georgetown County, just south of there, and then just to the south of that, Charleston County, certainly on the barrier islands because of concerns. You get 90-mile-an-hour winds, Bridget, and you're talking about the need to start shutting down bridges and things like that to these barrier islands.
Yeah, and I guess in Charleston, they are shutting down that battery area where they have those very expensive historic homes. Yeah. Jim, talk, if you could, a little bit about Charleston. I read one quote saying that this is a city that doesn't handle even a heavy rainfall very well.
That's right. You know, this is one of the cities, Bridget, that's become most vulnerable to rising sea levels because of climate change. Yeah, a lot of times, even just a normal high tide will flood streets in downtown Charleston. And that famous battery, of course, those pre-Civil War era homes that are worth $4, $5, $6, $10 million. So again, a big concern in Charleston. There's always the threat of tornadoes with these storms, Bridget. That'll be an issue. Some places in coastal South Carolina could get a foot of rain. So obviously we're talking about a flooding potential. This storm will eventually move through North Carolina tomorrow. Most of North Carolina is under a tropical storm warning. And then it's expected to finally dissipate over the mountains of western North Carolina and southwestern Virginia over the weekend, perhaps on Sunday, but still a lot of rain to come up your way from this storm later in the weekend and then up into Pennsylvania and even the mountains of West Virginia.
All right. Well, we will be glad to see Hurricane Ian go when the storm finally does. Jim Krasula, live for us in the Carolinas, CBS News correspondent. Jim, we thank you.
My pleasure, Bridget. Take care. Stay well.